Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get
rough. Even when times get tough.
And you've had enough.
And you've had enough.
Still gotta try,
small business owners. I know that's what you do. That's the Atlanta Rhythm section from the Wayback Machine, but I call that the small business anthem. It's become, in my mind, a small business anthem. I know you what you do, folks. You're against all odds. You do it or die, and that's what makes me so proud of you and somebody else. It's exactly like that. Is our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. He's our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host, and we're having a great time with Jeff, as we always do. Jeffrey is he's our home-based business expert, and he was home-based when it wasn't cool, and chiefhomeofficer.com is his website, and gotwords.com also. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks again for staying with me.
Always my pleasure to be with you.
You know, one of the things,
I appreciate you having me.
We're always glad to have you. One of the things that I got indoctrinated into real early, as the owner of a website and as the owner of a growing website, and we want to improve and continue to update and make it available for folks, was the concept of being held hostage.
Right.
I've been held hostage by more than one hoster. I've been held hostage by more than one developer, and I thought it was me, but I find out that it's something that happens to almost everybody at some point in time, because most of us don't understand how these things work. I've made a conscious choice not to learn about that much about it, because I knew I'd like it and I'd get into it, and that's not where my money's made.
Right.
So I've been hiring other people to do all that, and I've been, you know, the consumer of the services. But being held hostage in cyberspace through our online properties is a real thing. And there are many, many facets of it. You got a story that you want to tell us.
Yeah, it's interesting. And we're, again, for those who don't realize,
when I say being held hostage, Jeffrey, what I mean is they slow walk it, or they don't get around to it, or they maybe just, I don't know, they sometimes they're not malicious, but just kind of passive aggressive, you know? That's the kind of what I'm talking about. Nothing horrible, but what you've got a story is a horrible story.
Yeah, and there are various levels of horribleness, as it were,
and being held hostage.
A horror of being held hostage. So you might have heard while in your, you know, daily affairs, reading the business pages, reading whatever the case may be, of ransomware. Ransomware is where you download inadvertently download an app that
right.
someone has coded, and it gets into your system, locks down all your computers, and then you'll get an email saying, hey, you want out, or you'll see a note on the screen, you want out, contact this email and send
That's
us, you know, whether
bucks.
Bitcoin or wire us, you know, $10,000 mm-hmm. to get all your passwords back. Here's a form of sort of, not, I don't want to say ransomware, but an IT worker, and I won't include any names
it's
or anything.
It's hostage taking.
An IT worker at a company was fired. The company was actually a for-profit university, decided to consolidate all its IT workers who were remote-based, home-based, or working off-site
right.
at their main.
He got fired.
And they said, come back, work here, or work, you know, or we got to let you go. And a bunch of them were let go. Some decided to come back. This one was a network administrator, so he
right.
controls a lot of the passwords for the organization.
Right.
He decided he did not want to move back, so they fired him. So before they fired him, they took all the passwords. He took all the passwords
mm-hmm.
and changed them all, took them all.
So he only,
they had
he
no idea what the passwords
he
were.
He had access to what the, I'm going to say this, folks, and you programming experts, that networking experts, you know, try not to yell at me if I get it, don't get it exactly right. He had access to what they call the root.
The root. Yeah.
And when he get to the root, that's the mothership.
Or as I call it, when I talk about working with IT, with people who work with my website and stuff like that, you give them the keys to the kingdom.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's the same thing.
Students came back, and students couldn't log on to their coursework. because it was, again, it was a university. So students came back and couldn't log on to their coursework, and administrators came back and couldn't get into the system. They, you know, what in the world happened? Did I get my, you can imagine how frenetic people are. They're you know, muscle memory keys in the keystrokes for the passwords, and they're not working. They're not working. Then
they don't even remember the password because the computer has it loaded in.
It wouldn't even boot up.
So this guy wants a couple hundred grand to give them passwords back. We know what
and
happened.
He's when they reached out to him, he immediately said talk to my lawyer. So this isn't some, and I would say this isn't some nefarious.
Wow.
Who knows his intent? You know, there's undertones.
But what's the body
of
law on that? I mean, this is no different from locking up the building and holding people out with a gun.
Right. Now he's of color, so he's claiming that there was racial bias in the firing, and that's part of it.
But however this is resolved.
Right.
Folks, give them the cautionary tale on this.
The cautionary tale is you give one person the keys to your kingdom, and the ability to change all that, you know, you open yourself up to susceptibility and vulnerability where, you know, when I give someone a password to work on my website, I'm giving them, I'm going into my website and I'm the administrator. Mm-hmm. They are an editor.
Yep.
Okay. So the administrator is the king. The editor might be a knight.
So
you know,
be careful. The bottom line is be careful. Make sure you've got redundancy in this. And just be careful who you give the as he says, the keys of the kingdom. Be careful who you allow into have control of your root.
You will pay the price, and
you could.
They may have to pay a price for what they did.
And there are other stories where people have left behind bombs that went off, you know, because they got mad. This is the way of life, though. It's just one of those things. Hey, Jeffrey, thanks for being here.
Thanks for giving us this
great information. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, chiefhomeofficer.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.